on the Pharisees and the Herodians, you know, it sounds like in how Mark wrote today in Mark 12, you know, like he said, "Oh, you don't regard the place of each person, and you won't judge other people." And again, testing Jesus and saying, you know, do we pay Caesar or not, right? We've heard this before many times, I'm sure. And, you know, Jesus basically, you know, if you ask questions to Jesus, he's going to give you the answer, especially if you're trying to trip him. And he says, well, yeah, pay for Caesar what is Caesar's. He's a human, he's authority. But give God what is God's, which is everything. And I love the last line. They were utterly amazed at him. And I was curious, they were utterly amazed at him. Is he talking about the Pharisees and the Herodians that are amazed because he just trapped them after they were trying to trap Jesus? Or was it the disciples? Kind of like, oh, you just got burned, you know, for the others. How are we, when we listening to the readings or reading the scriptures, to truly be amazed? I've said this before in Mark, you know, he uses the word amazed a lot, more than the other gospels. How many times, you know, can we, and I'm writing this, I wrote for this weekend about ordinary time, how it's ordinary time. But still, ordinary time is extraordinary because we come to Mass each day. We receive the Eucharist. We receive God's providence and His love for all eternity. I mentioned there that on sometimes we think it's normal. I agree myself. As a going to daily Mass with our brothers and sisters, with you, it can be just a normal day at Mass. And I think that's something very important. But on the other side, it's also still supernatural. It is extraordinary. And when I read that again with the Gospel according to Mark, they were utterly amazed at him. It's always good to really listen and, again, be open to our hearts with the scriptures, because the Spirit may prick you to be amazed, to open another channel in your heart with your relationship with God.